Hello.
Hello, is there Carol and Tripp? I'm calling for a Mario and opinion service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting
But where are you
service.
Calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are completely confidential. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Oh, yes, I will vote.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. How would you call yourself, a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Well, I was Independent, and now I've changed to Democrat, so I don't know how you'd want to say it. Well, in Oregon, you cannot vote if you're not registered party. So I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
Period.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I guess I would say strong.
Strong. Okay. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 88.
88. Okay. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I beg your pardon?
May I ask your race? Are you white?
My race? I'm white.
But white.
I'm a white old lady.
Okay, then. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I'm satisfied if the right person wins.
Okay. I would like you to please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 0 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just say so, okay? There will be no problem. What are your feelings towards Janelle Bynum? It is 0 to 100.
What was the highest one?
Highest is 100.
100 is the highest?
Yes.
Okay, I see 100.
100. What about Democrats in Congress?
The ones in Congress now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I guess they're about 50.
50. Kamala Harris?
Oh, yes, I like her. 100.
100. Joe Biden?
He was 100 before he fought. 100.
102? Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Is it 0 for nothing?
0. Okay.
Yes.
Lori Chavez Darimer?
Oh, yeah, I don't like her. I would say maybe 20.
20. Okay. Trump's Project 2025?
Oh, I don't like that. 0.
0. Republicans in Congress?
Well, I don't know, actually. I just wish they'd get busy and just pass some things and work. So I would say, they get paid to go back there and make decisions, and all they do is argue with each other. Anyway, I would say maybe 20.
20, okay. Just two more. What about MAGA Republicans?
Oh, God, 0.
0. And by last, J.D. Vance.
I don't know very much about him, but what he has said is awful. So I would say 0.
0. Okay. Just a few more questions. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or the Republican Party?
In Oregon, I would vote for the Democratic Party.
Democratic Party. Okay. And if you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward? Democrat also? Or
yes.
Republican? Okay.
No.
Democrat. Again, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, that'll be Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Democrat Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'm hoping Kamala Harris.
Okay, Kamala Harris. And what about the elections for Congress? If those elections were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Larry Chavez-Larimer?
Jennifer Bynum.
Bynum, okay. Even though you're not supporting Larry Chavez-Larimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance? Okay,
no,
very
no
slight or
all.
No chance at all? Okay,
no chance at all.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
His last year, last month as president?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's okay. I mean, you know.
So somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Larry Chavez-Larimer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
No.
No? A strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. A few more questions and we're almost done. I would like to read you a statement.
Go ahead.
Sorry for interrupting. Bless you. Bless you. Didn't mean to cut you off. I want to read the statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her, and Bynum's response would get your reaction. It says, Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft and crime liberal who is Oregon's most important criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that went to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. To what she responded, supporters of Janelle Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez-Larimer to distract her from extreme records in Congress, and the damage is done to Oregon families. Chavez-Larimer supports a national apportionment, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez-Larimer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, and stripped healthcare protections away from Oregonians, and got taxes for billionaires. This is just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Larry Chavez-Larimer?
A Democrat.
A Democrat. Okay. I also want to raise you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Larry Chavez-Larimer. I want you to please tell me how much it troubles you about supporting Chavez for Congress. You have the options between a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Their first concern says, Chavez-Larimer is tensed by Trump, even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez-Larimer. How concerning is that for you?
Oh, it's horribly concerning.
That's a great deal, then? All right.
Yes, a great deal.
Okay. The next one says, Laura Chavez Darimer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said that she's a supporter of women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break the promise to Oregon women. What do you think about that concern?
I think that's horrible also. Actually, anything...
Okay.
Well, we live not too far from where she came from, in Happy Valley. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she bragged about was doubling the police force of Happy Valley. Well, sure she did. There was only one, and she hired another one. Yeah, so it was doubled. But she forgot to tell people that, oh, that makes it two. So, but anyway, so anything about...
It's totally valid.
I have not a good thought about her at all. I want her out
okay.
of Congress.
Okay, don't worry. With that in mind, I also have a few more concerns that might really call your attention. This one says, Chavez Darimer is working to perpetuate a system that is reached against working people. She supported a budget which will cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans, instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because she funds her party's campaign. Just because they fund her party's campaign as well.
No, nothing with that name.
Okay. That's a great deal or quite a bit concerning?
Oh, I'm a great deal concerned.
Really? Okay. Just a few more. Chavez voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs and to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voted to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but she's just doing what Trump and Republicans' party bosses tell her to do.
No. Any question about her, because I am highly unsatisfied with that woman. So you don't need to read me any more questions, because they were all going to be the same answer.
Okay, I understand. Just two more, and this is just to follow the protocol. This might actually be something important for you. Seniors have worked hard to air their retirement security, but Chavez Darimer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear, Laura is working harder for her party than the Oregon seniors who have earned the retirement benefits. Also, great
right.
concern?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
great concern. Is that the worst one? Great concern?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
<deal. laughs> This is the last one. I already know the answer, but just for you
okay.
to be aware, too. She has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations, while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Darimer is a vote to undermine our democracy. Also a good deal? Or quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. Bad, bad, bad.
Okay. Again, I'm going to ask you one more time. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laura Chavez Darimer?
The Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum. Okay. These last few questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year for schooling you have completed?
Junior in college.
Junior in college. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or
widowed.
Sorry for the loss. Two more. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or an employer association?
A what? I couldn't hear that.
Are you a member or any of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And the last question. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate the time. You have been one of the kindest I have talked to, so I just hope you have a good night. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Take care.